This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. China is not honoring the commitments in the Phase 1 agreement. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The U.S. Trade Representative has launched a Section 301 investigation of China's implementation of the U.S.-China and Economic Trade Agreement, popularly known as the Phase 1 Agreement. U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more.
We saw U.S. beef exports to China increase from $300 million in 2020 to over $2.1 billion in 2022. And pork had a big year as well in 2022 with exports of $1.4 billion, which was almost exclusively because of the Trump administration Phase 1 deal implemented in 2020. Now, that being said, it's only recently that we've seen a backslide in terms of performance. We all know that this recent issue here in 2025, where the majority of the U.S. beef plants were not relisted in the China CIFER system. This is obviously one of the major beef industry concerns on the trade side of getting these plants relisted for China. So I think the administration's strategy is to hold China accountable to their commitments in the Phase 1 agreement in 2020. Honestly, I can tell you from the beef industry standpoint, that is the single biggest opportunity to add value.
The U.S. beef industry is seeing the impact of China not living up to its Phase 1 trade commitments.
We estimate that losses of up to $150 per head is being sustained by lack of access into China. But it's not just the $1.5 billion of lost export sales. It's the halo effect of having China in the market because the product mix is very similar amongst all of Asia.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.